I want to welcome you to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we're coming to you from Dallas, Texas, the iconic Herb's House. And we've got a great study today. We're going to be talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, Kent. So if you would, take your Bible and turn with me to John 14 and verse 16. We're in the Upper Room Discourse. And the title of this is Helped by the Spirit. Helped by the Spirit. Ken, I don't know about you, but I need a lot of help in living the Christian life. And the Lord knew that, and the Lord has taken care of that, in that He has put within us His Holy Spirit to enable us to persevere and to press on in the Christian life. So John 14, verse 16, let's begin by just reading this passage. Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. Kent, I think what I want to begin by saying is the Christian life is not hard. It's impossible. It's beyond hard. It's impossible to live a holy life in the midst of such an unholy world, to be surrounded by all the pressures and temptations of the world, to be confronted by a real devil, to live with the weakness of our own flesh. All of these factor into the great difficulty it is, quite frankly, to live up to the standard that God has for us, and He's not going to lower the standard one bit. Of course, we can't live up to it, but we need help to be able to at least stretch forward as best the Spirit will give us power. And so that's why He makes this promise to His disciples the night before He was crucified. He is about to leave. And of course, the question in their minds is, well, if you're about to leave, how in the world are we going to make it? And Jesus says, I've got it covered. I'm going to ask the Father, and He's going to give you another helper. So I want to talk about this, but this is great encouragement for us because Jesus, in His physical body, is not sitting at this table right here with us. However, He's actually inside of us by the person of His Spirit. And that's what Jesus is saying. So this verse begins, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. He will give the fullness of the Holy Spirit to believers. He says He will give you. He doesn't give to the world the Holy Spirit. He only gives to His true disciples who have been born again, who have denied themselves and taken up a cross to follow Christ. And it says He will give you. The word give would indicate there's nothing we can do to earn the Holy Spirit. It's a gift that the Father gives to all true believers. And when He says another helper, those two words are really important. The word another in the original language means another of exactly the same kind. So we could say Jesus will give another Jesus. Now, there's not another Jesus, but there is another person who is of the same character and the same essence as Jesus, and that's the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. That is of whom He speaks. And so the Holy Spirit is not like the junior member of the Trinity who's awaiting an upgrade to be all that the Son and the Father is. No, the Holy Spirit is co-equal and co-eternal with God the Father. That's who is indwelling us. And He says, I will give you another helper. That word helper means literally one called alongside to help. He's called alongside of us to help us live the Christian life. And He is in us. And you say, so what is He doing to help us? Well, Kent, He is here to comfort us when we're hurting. In fact, some Bible translations say, I will give you another comforter. Further, He is here to counsel us when we're confused. He's with us to exhort us when we're complacent. He's with us to strengthen us when we're weak, and to encourage us when we are downcast. He does all of this, and the fact of the matter is even more. And He concludes this verse by saying that He may be with you forever. So, Kent, here's the point. We're never alone. No matter what the valley, no matter what the desert, no matter what the trial, no matter what the darkness of night, even when we go through the most difficult times, and that's what lies ahead for these disciples, the Holy Spirit is with us through thick and thin. In fact, He is in us through thick and thin. So I need this help to live the Christian life, or I'm going to fall flat on my face every time. So we are helped by the Spirit. That's our devotion for today. Now, we need to talk about this, Kent. You need to open up and tell us how much you need this help, Kent. Now, just go ahead.
I do need the help.
Confession's good for the soul. Just go ahead, open up.
Well, I know a lot of us, we only have a few minutes to talk about this. We need a lot to talk about.
We could go into a series right now on help Kent needs.
Yes, the help I need. But let's talk about what people, many of our viewers are thinking, and they say this: I need more of the Holy Spirit. I need more of the Holy Spirit. I don't feel His presence. How do I get more of the Holy Spirit? And there are several questions in that question. So I need you to take that.
You are so crafty.
I need you to take that and answer a few questions out of it.
All right, here's the deal. The Holy Spirit is omnipotent. He is all-sufficient. He has all deity. He is all deity and possesses all deity. The fact that that's not enough for you is kind of laughable. Mm-hmm. No, you don't need more of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit needs more of you.
Sure.
Which is to say, we need to be placing ourselves as a living and holy sacrifice on the altar before the Lordship of Christ and giving ourselves afresh in submission to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But we have all the Holy Spirit we shall ever have, because He is everything that Jesus is and that God the Father is. So, good question,
Ken. So just to clarify, Steve, many people have heard their whole lives that, you know, at a certain time, mature level in your Christian life, whatever that might be, there is another level of the Holy Spirit that you might get or you're able to receive.
Or a second blessing.
You might explain that.
Yeah. Well, the only second blessing there is to come to understand you received everything when you were regenerated and born again. Ephesians 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." We received all of the blessing of God the moment we were converted and came into the kingdom of heaven. And so, in Christ, we have everything. And so there is not a second installment or deposit of the Holy Spirit that we receive. Now, there may be a greater release of His power at certain points in our Christian life as we confess sin, as we repent, as we allow the Word of Christ to richly dwell within us. There can be a greater experience.
A greater sense.
Yeah, and even a greater sense of the Spirit is with me and living in me. But you don't receive more of the Holy Spirit. You don't get Him in halves. Mm-hmm. In other words, we'll give you half of the Holy Spirit when you're converted, and then 10 years from now, you go off and you get serious with God. And, well, okay, we'll give you the other half of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. You received all that the Holy Spirit is the moment you were converted.
Steve, one more question here I think we have time for.
Yeah.
Is that you had mentioned that some people think that the Holy Spirit is a junior member of the Trinity.
Yeah.
And I'd like for you to speak a little more to that and explain that the Holy Spirit was given to magnify our Lord.
Yeah.
Does that have something to do with the fact that we don't talk as much about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is not...
Not as prominent.
Can you speak to that?
Yeah. The Holy Spirit's primary ministry is to focus us upon Jesus Christ. It's not to draw attention to Himself. Mm-hmm. Though in the Scripture we have teaching about the Holy Spirit, but the preeminence belongs to Christ. There's no jealousy within the Trinity. Even mm-hmm. God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, mm-hmm. listen to him." Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit is taking the things of Christ and revealing them to us. Mm-hmm. And so any movement that is of God has Jesus leading mm-hmm. the parade, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit is standing by mm-hmm. the side, pointing That's us great. To look to Christ.
Sure.
And if there's any movement that has the Holy Spirit yeah. out in the point,
yeah.
you know it's off base mm-hmm. and has left the reservation. It's headed in the wrong yeah. direction yeah. because Christ is always at the helm, mm-hmm. that he would have the preeminence in all things, Colossians 1:18.
That's a great word.
Kent, this is a great devotion. This has really encouraged my own heart. I trust that it's encouraged your heart as well. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope, and I pray that you can be a regular part of our devotions day by day. God bless you.